Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's episode, I'm joined by future Syracuse women's hockey player who just finished up her season with the St. Albert Slash, Haley Trudeau. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Haley, and how's everything going?
Good, and thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to do this interview.
Well, I'm excited to have you on, and how has your summer been going so far, and do you have anything fun planned, whether it's hockey-related or not?
It's been good. Last week I just finished my last high school exam, so I'm officially done. But honestly, just pretty much training, being with friends, and then we have a trip to Jasper planned with a couple of friends. We're going to go tenting and just hiking and all, like, just some fun stuff in the mountains.
Nice. Is that in Alberta, I assume?
Yeah, it's just in the mountains, right on the, kind of near the border of BC.
Nice, nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. When do you officially graduate high school? When's that ceremony happen?
We had it in May, so we had it before we were done exams and everything. So yeah, I'm already done graduation. So yeah, it's all summer now.
Nice, nice. Well, in regards to training, what are you trying to work on for the upcoming season, especially heading into college hockey?
Yeah, so as I know, like, college hockey, girls are older, bigger, faster. So I'm just trying to work on my strength because I'm a bit smaller. So those corner battles, like, I want to be able to keep on the puck more, not be able to be pushed off. So probably my strength is the biggest thing I want to be working on this year.
Well, I sort of want to start off now talking about the beginning of your career and sort of working all the way up to where you are today. So from the research I did on yourself, it says that you're from Sherwood Park, Alberta. So talk about growing up there and how did you start playing hockey?
Yeah, so my brother, he's a bit older than me. He's 2 years older than me. So he started playing hockey, maybe I put him in, and then I was always just dragged to the rink. So as soon as I was there watching his hockey, I was like, I want to go on ice. So as soon as it was my age and time to come, I was on the ice and I just fell in love with it. My dad he played hockey growing up. He played he played in the junior, so he was really in, and I kind of just fell in throughout the whole my whole journey. So just having that good community in Sherwood Park with a really big hockey town. So yeah, just pretty much following my brother's footsteps, honestly.
Who was your favorite player growing up? Was it someone on the Oilers or Flames? I'm not sure which part of Alberta you're from, so I don't want to make that mistake.
I mean, I'm like near Edmonton, so Oilers is a big team here. But honestly, it wasn't anyone from those two teams. I was really in love with the Pittsburgh Penguins, so I like really liked Sidney Crosby. I liked his game, how he was really good at playmaking. He just, any situation, he always found the best play to make, and I like really enjoyed that part of his game.
Yeah. Were you a Pittsburgh Penguins fan growing up, or were you always an Oilers fan?
I was both. I was more Pittsburgh. My dad brought me to a couple of the games, and I was like full out Pittsburgh, but now more as I get older, it's more Oilers for me.
Nice, nice. Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Edmonton does this offseason, especially since Bouchard's an RFA. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Crosby, big fan of his, love watching him play. But as an American, he broke my heart in 2010, and it's hard to sort of forgive him for that. Yeah. So I know that must be a different memory, though, for you.
Oh, no, it was awesome watching that game, yeah.
Well, let's start off talking about the beginning of your career a little bit more. So before you were on the Slash, you played for the Sherwood Park Royals. Talk about that experience of playing for your hometown team and what that was like.
Yeah, so in Sherwood Park, it's always like every kid's dream, boys or girls, to play on like the Kings Association. So once I made that team, it was just like, okay, this is like elite hockey now. The community just made by that association is amazing. The Sherwood Park Arena, where it's like our home rink, there's always a game going on or practice. So there's people watching all the time. They have each season we have a thing called Kings Day, so every single team in the association plays, so it's really good support by everyone. And yeah, just honestly, and girls, it's a bit of a smaller community here, so everyone knows everyone, and it's such a supportive team, and I had an amazing time playing there.
Now, after that season, you had to deal with a lot of challenges due to the pandemic, with things being delayed and not playing games, and obviously with no fans sometimes as well. How have you handled that challenge, and how has it made you a better hockey player throughout your development? Because I feel like it sort of happened in the peak point of where players start to develop and get their games going. And I feel like that must be tough, sort of having all those restrictions and with a lot of uncertainty, sort of trying to work on your game. So how did you sort of handle that adversity slash challenge?
Yeah, so the lockdown happened when we were supposed to go to provincials for my bantam year for Kings. And it was kind of a letdown because we had a pretty good team this year. And we were thinking we had a pretty good chance of winning, so that was a letdown. But then going into the summer, I had a good opportunity with Slash that we all were doing Zoom workouts. So we did create a pretty good team culture just off of like online. And then the hard part about being in COVID was that I wasn't able to create good connections with the third years, the girls that previously won a ESL Cup in their first year. So I kind of got that taken away from me, but I think it helped me realize how much I really did love hockey being away from it for so long. And then once the lockdown kind of started to get released, we were able to have 30-minute practices, and just even being on the ice for that long, it was like, yeah, like I still love hockey, like I want to be on the ice like all the time. So
no, I
just
totally
honestly finding love back for the game.
Yeah, because it just makes you more grateful, I feel like. Like, I remember my first time playing after COVID, and it just, I feel like I took the little things for granted before the pandemic started. And then after, I sort of realized how fun it was to play hockey and just how things can get taken away from you so quickly. So I totally get where you're coming from, where you became more appreciative of the sport and just the teams that you were on.
Exactly, yeah.
So you now currently play with the St. Albert Slash. I want to ask you sort of how you got the opportunity to play with that organization and how that came about. I'm sort of unfamiliar with how that process works because, like I said before, I am from the USA.
Yeah, so in my playing with the Royals, Dan Ockenberg, the coach of the Slash, he kind of just reached out to me. We had a couple of meetings. He just like kind of said what the Slash was all about. And in the AFHL, with their league is in, there's only six teams, so it's a very small league. So they're very, like, the coaches are all, like, they really want to get their players, so they, like, pitch their team or whatever. But a lot of the girls I knew were on that team, and just kind of hearing from other people and Dan, I was like, this is a team I want to be on, like, just kind of how they, and as well as their legacy of winning the ESL Cup three times in a row, so just kind of wanting to be a part of that, I chose, St. Albert.
And talk about what it's like playing in the AFHL and just the competition you face each game.
Yeah, again, so there is only six teams, so everyone pretty much knows everyone. The rivals kind of get bigger, and we play each other six games each season. So playing each other that much in such a short time, it just makes the competition even bigger. And since it is such a small league, it's very good competition since there's so much skill in there. So I just thought it was very good for my development, learning from, especially in my first year playing the short five games I did play, just like developing an understanding what it's like to play in the league and like obviously the fast pace coming from bantam. So yeah.
And what have been some of your best memories hockey wise with St. Albert?
Honestly, I think mostly the off-ice stuff. Like, we had our dressing room, so every day in that room was fun for me. The community just created by that team was amazing. I've been playing with some of those girls for, like, 6 years, so the relationships I created with them was amazing. And as well as just playing on the ice, it was always fun every single game I played, so yeah.
Now, looking at your statistics, it seemed like you've made a huge improvement from your first year with the Slash to this past season. So I sort of want to ask, what do you think has been the biggest improvement you've made to your game this past season that led to sort of the success that you've had on the ice so far?
I think it would just be my consistency. Coming out of COVID, I was like, I kind of lost my groove a little bit because I wasn't used to playing that much. So this year, I really focused on being consistent, working on three things like each game, like trying to create good habits, and I think that's really what helped me succeed this year. Yeah.
Now, how has your junior experience, I guess, helped prepare you for college hockey with Syracuse?
I think just again the competition, like knowing what I have to bring each game, and just knowing that there's always this next level, and my coaches were really big on there's a next level, and just helping us develop for that, like getting ready, knowing what you have to bring, and yeah, that.
Now, for Syracuse hockey fans that are listening to this episode that have never seen you play before, just describe your game to them and what can the Orange fans expect when they watch you play next season?
I think big strength of my game is my playmaking, so and my speed. So just being able to make plays with the puck while skating, and yeah, just heads up plays.
Now, one thing I found interesting about yourself while doing research for this interview is you got to play for Team Alberta in the Canadian Games. I've never really heard of this before, but I thought it was a cool tidbit that I want to ask you about. What's it like getting the opportunity to sort of represent your province, and what did you take away from that experience playing in those games, playing against the best women's hockey players in Canada in your age range?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. It was Canada Winter Games in PEI. So Prince Edward Island, for people that don't know what PEI is. But they had, I don't know how many sports they had there, but it was countless sports. We stayed in the university dorm, so the like everything was set up amazing. And then just with Hockey Alberta, how they've created a very, very good program. Like they are very big on the little details. So as soon as you walk into a room, your stall is all perfect, and just every single time you have that logo on that you're representing that team, which really helped me transfer to my game, because with the like the little things have helped me, everything that I make sure is right, then that transfers to my game. I'm focused, and I think that's really helped me with my game in Slash too, just making sure that I'm focused, ready, all the little things are good. And then playing with some of the girls like Team Ontario, which was a very good team this year, just knowing that like this is the next level for my minor hockey. So it's kind of, it was a little bit of a sight into what college hockey would be. So it was a good eye opener to see like what I need to improve on and what I should expect when I come to Syracuse.
What I guess I want to ask, how does the process work for making Team Alberta? Because at least from me, from my perspective, it seems like a lot of good players are coming from Alberta in the last few years. I don't need to name all of them, but it just seems like in college hockey, when you look at rosters, there's usually a few players from Alberta on each team. So I just sort of want to ask, how do you make that team, and just talk about the growth of hockey in your province?
Yeah, so my first year playing with Team Alberta, it was a little bit of a different process since COVID. So they didn't really have a season to base it off of. So it was just come to the camp. We usually did a couple skill sessions and then a couple games. And then they usually cut it down and then do another camp. But for this year, they did an invite. So they just invite you. It's a summer camp. It's a week long. So we're doing like mental training sessions, like all these things. And then in fall, so September around then, they cut it down to like 28-ish, and then they do the same thing, and then we played a couple of U15 AAA boys teams, since that's kind of like the equivalent to us. And then they finally made their team in December, and then we had a couple of just little camps in Red Deer, which is the kind of middle for everyone. And yeah, and then from there we just, yeah, we do some stuff online, but that's how pretty much it worked.
Nice. Well, I do want to ask you about your recruiting process, since this is a college hockey podcast after all. So talk about your recruiting process to Syracuse, and I guess what made you want to go there versus other schools I might have looked at.
Yeah, so first it was Brendan Knight that reached out to me when he was with Syracuse. So we just had a couple of phone calls. He was just saying like what he was interested in, and then I was invited to come on an official visit. So we did that in December of 2021. So it was still when COVID was around. So it wasn't the like best experience that they could have gave me, but still being there and what they had, like were allowed to do, was amazing. Like Brendan and Paul were still on the team. So I met them, we had lunch. They even took me for COVID testing, since we needed that coming back to Canada. And just watching like the we were I was able to watch a two game series against Princeton, and the smaller rink, I loved how it was, the atmosphere in there. Fans were always there from other athletic teams, which I really liked that, how they were always supporting each other. And then as well as just the campus, it's beautiful campus. And for me, hockey is very important to me, but as well as my future. So Syracuse offering countless majors. Right now I'm still not 100% sure what I want to do. So that was just kind of a reassurance that I will find something there. And as well as Justin, their academic advisor, he's amazing. We had a little sit-down meeting with him, and he seemed like he'd do anything for the athletes to make sure they have everything in order and stuff like that. So it was just really like every single aspect that I saw there was a seller for me, and I loved it there. Yeah.
Have you had the chance to meet the new coaching staff with Brittany?
I was able to meet Megan in Toronto. We went on a tournament this year, but Brittany and Heather, I have not. I've just had phone calls with them, but from what I've heard and have been talking to them, they seem like amazing coaches, and I can't wait to meet them in August here.
Well, obviously, like you mentioned, you saw them play a series against Princeton, but since you've committed, have you been watching any Syracuse hockey this past year? And have you had the chance to meet in your future teammates with the team as well? Like, what's been like sort of being a fan this year before you start playing with them?
Yeah, I've been able to watch a couple of their games. The 2 hour time difference has been a little bit tricky with stuff that but I've been able to tune in a couple of games, and the broadcasting they have there with the different camera angles and the commentators, it's amazing to watch from away. Like, my parents love that, so that's good for them. And then I have been able to meet just one of my teammates, Jocelyn Fiala. She's from Saskatchewan. We met at the Team Canada U18 summer camp last summer, and at PEI and Canada Winter Games. So we've been talking briefly, but other than that, I've been just talking to some of the girls off social media, and yeah.
That's awesome. Well, what do you think will be the biggest adjustment you have to make to college hockey? Obviously, you mentioned playing in the Canadian Winter Games. You sort of had an idea of what that adjustment would be like. So, what sort of you think will stand out to you most, the physicality or just sort of the speed of the collegiate game?
I think mostly the physicality. I know these girls are very, very strong. So that's the biggest thing I think it's going to happen. And just as well as the puck just always moving fast, as soon as it's on someone's tape, it might be somewhere else. So that's what I'm expecting for it to be.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I feel like they let a lot of stuff go in college. What's your sort of thoughts on body checking in women's hockey, whether you think it should be or shouldn't be allowed?
I honestly think it's to start being like more lenient, being allowed. It's. I don't know if people were taught how to check right, then I think injuries would be a little bit less. But it's also hard to implement now since it's been like this for so long.
What's been the biggest check that you've ever received in your career that you can think of?
Ooh, probably a long time ago in a Alberta Winter game. So it was just like all the Albertan teams. I was skating on the blue line, this 6-foot-tall defenseman just full on cross-checked me. I just was like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's good. Sometimes it feels good to take those hits because it sort of wakes you up a little bit. I don't know about this, that's how I feel. I don't know about yourself.
Yeah, no, it's exactly like that. I need to keep my head up a bit more, like watch my surroundings.
Now, what are you most excited about when you think about playing for Syracuse next season? Is it just playing in the CHA, playing in the rank, getting the jerseys? Like, I just curious about what makes you the most excited when you think about next season?
I just think, again, playing in that the Tennedy, it seems like an amazing atmosphere to be in, like just the support from all the other athletic teams. So just I think that just the games, honestly.
Now, what are your team and individual goals and expectations with Syracuse once you get there?
I think just to have a good start, so being consistent, working as hard as I can to earn my ice time, and then yeah, just being able to play the best game I can there.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions in hopes to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
I honestly like all music. I'm a big country fan now because summer, I love country in the summer. I listen to oldies, rap, everything, honestly. I have a playlist for probably any kind of music here.
I'm the same way. I have a playlist for each genre of music, so whatever mood I'm in, I can just go to that playlist. But country is definitely the vibe right now because it is summertime. Who's like your go-to artist? I know Canadians, they have like these weird artists I've never heard of before.
Well,
So
I'd
I'm
say
just
the Rat
curious about
Claws. I
that.
don't know if you've heard of them.
No, I have not.
No, I like them. Morgan Wallen's a good guy. Dierks Bentley, he's also pretty good. So yeah, probably those three. Yeah.
Now, what's your most embarrassing hockey moment? Was there a photo that sort of made you go crazy? Did you accidentally wear your skate cards on the ice? Like, what's sort of something that you remember that's sort of the most embarrassing hockey moment?
Yeah, there's this one. I always get joked about this from my teammates, but we were playing in the championship final for provincials my second year for Slash, and we're down one. We're playing against the Edmonton Pandas, which are an amazingly skilled team this year. And I somehow get a breakaway, and I see this girl right behind me. And when you watch the video back, she's actually not even near me. Anyways, and I end up taking a slap shot from the ringette line, going right into the chest of the goalie, and then I end up toe picking after. I was like, it was awful.
That's tough, but at least you can laugh about it now, and hopefully you won that game.
We did not, so that's the
Oh,
sad part. Yeah.
well, at least you can laugh about it now. That's all I can say. It's you sort of you try to forget about it as best you can, and like I said, at least I think you can learn something from it too. So now I want to ask you about some of your teammates. Who was the funniest on the Slash team that you were on last year?
I probably have to say my good friend Carly Kaczynski. She's always lighting up the room, has a joke for everything, and yeah, just really brought a good atmosphere to the Slash, and I think that's why we had such a good culture there. We would always be joking. She brought a lot to that.
Who had the best off the ice style besides yourself?
I'd probably say Riley Metham. She had some fun checkered pants that she always brought in. So yeah, probably her.
Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, but obviously you follow the Syracuse Women's Hockey account. They always post the pregame outfits before each home game. I want to see you stand out a little bit so you can make it on the College Hockey Talk
I know,
outfits of the
I
weekend.
gotta bring up my game for next year. Yeah.
I want to see you on that top 10 list or at least compete for it. So I know it's
Okay,
very
I'll try.
competitive, but I just want to sort of like hype you up a little bit so you can try to make it on that list.
I need to go shopping soon, so yeah.
Awesome. Well, I guess two more non-hockey questions. If you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I'd probably say Mark Messier. I read his book recently, and just like reading all his experiences from growing up and then playing in the NHL is really eye-opening, and just like to ask him more about those things. So yeah.
What's been the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I have to say the missing submarine, like just listen, like watching and following the journey is like it's the craziest thing that's happened in a while. And yeah.
Would you pay $250,000 to do
Oh,
that?
I would not do it, especially if it was controlled by a game console controller. No.
Yeah, I feel obviously it's a very sad situation, but at the same time, like, I don't know why anyone would want to do that. Just from the little research I've done, it seems very unsafe. And they like mentioned death and like the I would
Yeah.
tap out like even before going on the boat
I
to get
know.
to the Titanic wreck. And you can also see it online too. So that's how I would want to see it.
Exactly.
I don't
Yeah,
need
I
to
was
go down and see it myself.
Yeah, no, not me.
Getting back to some hockey questions now. What advice would you give younger players listening to this episode on what it takes to be a college hockey player like yourself?
I just think just keep on practicing, like giving it 110% every time you step on the ice. For me, it was also just off the ice, like shooting my basement, like just doing the little things, and it builds up on each other. And then, yeah, just also with finding what you love in the game and just keeping to that.
What should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
I just think more social media exposure, like the professional leagues, they've been doing a really good job, and I think it is growing a lot now. But yeah, just social media, getting more fans and people interested into the women's game.
Now, do you have any shout-outs you want to give to your mom, your dad, your family members, friends, or anyone else on your team? And who should we have on the podcast next?
I'd like to shout out my family. They've supported me through this whole journey of my hockey, and it's not done yet. They want to come down lots to Syracuse, which is not the easiest travel, but yeah, them, and then probably just my friends and family back home. Like all my friends' parents have been supporting me throughout this whole journey, and my coaches as well, helping me build my game up. And yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Haley, for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate your time. It means so much to myself. I wish you all the best for next season with Syracuse, and hopefully I get the chance to see you play in person, and we can definitely talk after. But take care and stay safe, and I really enjoyed this conversation today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
One step forward and another back. I will never try to fool ya. I'm one heartbeat away from going mad. Girl, when you look like that. Closer, closer, I'ma get closer to you. Yeah, got me, baby, got me